Alrighty.
Okay. Welcome to Limited Appeal.
Welcome.
This season.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes.
Welcome to episode Bingity Bing Bing Poop Sneeze.
Netflix.
That's fantastic.
Never came up with that Bing, did you?
No.
With our guest DJ, Bing.
Maybe Bing could suggest some DJs.
Yeah, let's ask Bing right now.
No. All right. Fucking Bing failed on this one. Let's make it 50 cents.
50 cents.
Okay, thanks, 50 cents.
Spin them.
To urban legend, believe it or not.
Sneezing while sitting on the toilet increases poop removal volume by 30 to 60%. And as you may know, less poop in the body can help reduce the chance of developing cancers such as poop cancer and bum cancer.
Poop cancer. Oh my God.
And just to clarify, is poop cancer like the, does that mean that the things that you're pooping out are cancerous? I'm not quite sure what that means.
Well, I mean, I'm just reading
the urban legend, right, of course.
So that's why some people are now placing containers of black pepper near their toilets to help them sneeze. Or if they have an allergy to like a cat or a horse, they keep their pets in their bathrooms.
like their horse?
Well, if they have a pet horse and they're allergic.
Right, of course. Only in that case.
Yeah.
So if you feel a sneeze coming, you should leg it to the toilet.
I mean, it's better. It certainly helps your health. Helps. Is that a word? Am I saying that right?
What, health?
Yeah, health.
So you're wondering if health is a word?
Yeah. It helps your health. Doesn't sound
right. Oh boy.
Have you tried suggesting this to anyone who sneezes in public?
Well, a lot of people do it.
Explain.
Well, no, a lot of people like sneeze when they poop. Like, it's all about timing, right? So, like, you just sneeze. You can't say, oh, I'm going to go run to the bathroom now. No, you got to be, like, red, just you're crowning or whatever, and then you let out a sneeze, and you're pushing, and it's like, that's what's so helpful.
That right, and that's helps your health. And at that point, you would bring the horse closer?
Well, no. So, like, the horse would be, like, you're sitting on the toilet, and you're about to go, and you're like, well, I need to get a sneeze going here, but you know, I so you bring in your horse or your cat. Cats are maybe a better thing to think of.
I see. So you bring it into the bathroom for that trip to the bathroom because you figure that you're going to need some extra help.
Well, like it's not me, right? Some people.
Oh, I think it's you.
Well, I do have an allergy to cats, but I don't have a cat, so that. But I mean.
Missed opportunity, really.
Well, yeah, I'm thinking about it because of the benefits to my health. Yeah, my health.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say that maybe brings up a bit of a problem with this because I don't know how many people with allergies to certain pets are going to own those pets. Because it'd be annoying the rest of the time, wouldn't it?
Well, that's why you might want to keep them in the bathroom. Like, I have a dog.
And wow, you just have the cat just trapped in the bathroom the entire time?
Well, kept. Kept in the bathroom.
Kept in the bathroom.
Not trapped. We're not barbarous.
I mean, kept there, but unable to leave.
Or maybe even a better idea would be go to someone's house who has a cat
drop or take a dump in their bathroom.
Can I take your cat into the shitter, please?
I'm looking after my cancer. By the way, I'm going to have a shit where I take 30 to 60% more volume in your bathroom.
Whoopie dee scoop. Scoop dee dee whoop. Whoop dee scoop dee poop. Poop dee scoop dee. Scoop dee whoop. Whoopie dee scoop whoop poop. Poop dee dee whoop scoop.
Maybe the black pepper is a better choice in that case.
If you were at a dinner party and you said, "Do you mind if I take your pepper grinder into the shitter?"
I don't think you can ask. I think you just quietly, or like, not quietly, but just silently, you just pick up the pepper grinder, but instead of putting it on your food, you just leave.
Well, you should probably tuck it away, right? Like, you don't want to be having it in your hand while you're walking into the bathroom, putting your pants or something.
I'm buying a new pepper grinder to try and deter this activity.
Well, I think this is getting a little off topic, but I would say... ground pepper, like already ground, would be far superior, because I find a pepper grinder, it kind of, it's more in like bigger chunks where you want it closer to a powder to really get you sneezing.
Mm. You can adjust it, you know.
I think most people don't sneeze from freshly ground pepper. Maybe it's too not wet, not dry enough. I don't know. But again, like, not, that's,
you think that's, it's coming out of the pepper grinder wet?
Well, moist. Moist. No, that's not the right word. Not as dry as.
What are you talking about?
Am I wrong there?
Yeah.
I think you're really wrong on that.
I sneeze more from freshly ground pepper.
You sneeze more from freshly ground pepper?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm also a little worried about blowing out an O-ring here.
It's a good point. You've mentioned the benefits, but not the potential side effects.
Yeah.
Yeah, the risks.
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
what, like, if you poop too much? I think Timo is worried about pooping out some of his innards.
Like it, or you poop out the stuff that hasn't even turned into poop yet.
Yeah.
It's not even brown yet.
Yeah.
It's hardly been painted.
I mean, I don't think that would hurt you. Like, I guess you lose out on some nutrients, but I don't know if that's a real risk.
Have you ever pushed a little too hard and then regretted it later? This is like pushing a lot too hard.
Well, 30 to 60%
too hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's still in the safe range.
Maybe that range should be age adjusted, because who knows?
Yes.
Or, yeah, I guess some people might also have pre-existing conditions that this might not be the best thing for them.
Pre-existing O-ring wear and tear.
Yeah.
Sensitivity.
I guess we're all agreed with it.
I don't even quite remember what the point of it is. Are we supposed to say whether the urban legend is true or not?
I think the way we used to do it is I'd say what it was, and then someone would say that it's bullshit, and then I'd say, no, it's true.
Right. Seems simple enough. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's bullshit.
No, it's true.
Checkmate, I guess.
Yeah. Yahtzee.
Hey, yeah, I smell the poop, baby, poop. Oh, how you doing, baby? No.
I asked Big to write a podcast description. Look at what it created. It's kind of amazing. I don't ever have to work ever again. How does it know? It's totally stalking us. It's amazing.
Did we do this cheese topic?
Nope. I asked it. Here's the prompt I gave it. Can you write a podcast episode description in the style of limited appeal? That's all I said. It had it already on the brain. It took like 2 seconds.
Okay, well, I have a new topic for us.
The great cheese debate.
This is truly amazing. It's only one step away from Bing doing the actual podcast itself.
Yeah.
It comes up with the topic and then it debates it.
It pretty much did, right? This is incredible.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the sultry voices we have.
No.
No.
It probably does, actually. It's probably been listening to our podcasts, and it knows it's got the sexy girl voice, and it's got our shitty voices and all that.
So all of your predictions about the robots are listening and downloading it has actually been proven true.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So is this our new topic here or what?
Well, we got to try it, don't we?
All right. Okay. Present the topic.
Okay. So presented by Bing, our sponsor, is cheese good or bad? That's a horrible question. I'd do better than that. Fuck you, Bing.
You would. I agree.
Yeah, this it's a bit pedestrian. Probably the shittiest topic ever, but it looked really good in the at first glance.
Okay, well, we'll start, though. We'll go to the second question. Does it belong on pizza, pasta, or sandwiches? What about cake, ice cream, or chocolate?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, this is basically like it's really not a debate at all.
What's the deal with blue cheese? Is it moldy or magical? Actually, that was pretty good.
It's not provoking, like, interesting debate.
It's provoking the same debate people have had.
Also, the giveaways at the end, like, we would never give surprising facts about cheese, such as its origin, production, or health effects. Yeah. We don't know anything.
Sometimes we whip out the old Wikipedia there.
Yeah, maybe. Okay.
But I don't know. It's not going to be, anyways. This is... It's interesting because at first blush, it seemed pretty amazing. And then when you actually try to scratch just a little below the surface, and it's just a bunch of shit.
Yep. There's very little meat on this pizza.
Yeah.
Is that the best you can do?
This is the best I can do. This is exactly what I wanted. All of you against all of me. How can you possibly hope to stop me?
All right, so the Bing topic sucked then.
Can we ask Bing to give a podcast title for our urban legend?
Yeah. I'd like to see if you can ask it to incorporate poop cancer into it. Curious what it says about that.
It's going to turn into a scientific explanation.
I wonder if it'll give you a list.
Come on, Bing. Bring it home for us. Oh, wow. How to sneeze your way to a healthy colon.
Getting the word colon in anywhere is always a great idea.
Sneezing and pooping, a match made in heaven or hell.
It's actually funny, though, to read these now. It occurs to me that, like, you know, you see so many article titles or... probably podcasts or whatever else, where it's like, how to sneeze your way to a healthy colon. Well, you could like replace that with other things.
Yeah.
How to chip your way to a great golf game, or, you know, there's like fucking a million variations on that. And then the
secret benefits.
Yeah, match made in heaven or hell. You could put that after anything, myth or miracle. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty formulaic actually. When you think about it, a lot of these things are like, use those kind of,
a bit clickbaity, I guess.
Yeah,
maybe that's its. Maybe that's its opinion of my writing.
Well, I mean, it also, I assume it uses a lot of articles for its base to draw on.
Oh, I see.
So it makes sense.
You don't think it's just using my writing? Because it could. Well, this is all pretty shitty. So clearly, they want a kind of pedestrian title.
Yeah.
That's the end of the show.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks.
Thank you.
To hear more, check out our website, limitedappeal.net, or on iTunes and MySpace.
And email us at maskedman@limitedappeal.net.
In case you were expecting something, this is what you get.
Fuck you guys. I'm out of here. Maybe Bing could suggest some DJs.
Yeah, let's ask Bing right now. Oh, I mean, these would be great choices.
But not really thematically linked to our discussion.
No, I guess maybe had to be more specific.
Oh, did you see one of them's called Special Guest DJ?
Really? Oh.
So we're saying his name every episode. Brilliant.
Yeah.